I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trejanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests. Hi, I'm Robert Vries. My co-host is Dennis Trejanos. Today on Inside the Brand, we welcome Marty Seuss, Managing Director of EuroRSCG Tonic, a marketing division of EuroRSCG that specializes in health and wellness, which we know is important to all of our listeners. Marty, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Marty.
Well, so to start, Marty, lots of agencies are doing work in direct-to-consumer as well as over-the-counter space, but Tonic is really a specialist. So talk about what you do in the customer-focused areas specifically.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that kind of make us specialist in this area and different from our competition. You know, unlike a lot of other pharma-focused agencies, we actually have a professional staff here with a broad and diverse experience set in consumer marketing. So these are people who really have not grown up in the consumer healthcare space. Rather, they've grown up in the consumer marketing space. So they've worked in a number of different categories, from beer and soft drinks to fast food to automotive to high-tech, financial services, etc. And that's true across the board, both in account management and planning and in creative. So you really have a group of people who have faced a number of different kinds of consumer marketing challenges in their careers. The second thing that I think sets us apart is that we also have and it sets us apart from other consumer agencies, is that we do have a deep experience that dealing with the pharma regulations and as well as regulations in the OTC world. So you kind of have this combination of consumer marketing expertise as well as a specialized skill set in the world of RX and OTC. And then thirdly, we have really some unique planning tools here at EuroRSCG that we use across the board, including in our Tonic group in consumer healthcare. So in terms of how we talk to consumers, how we go about mining for rich, deep consumer insights that really inform our strategies and creative briefs.
Dennis?
Marty, pharma companies have, or pharma-focused companies have traditionally been quite cautious about the use of social media.
Right.
And I recently saw that Tonic has released a white paper entitled Mobile Strategies for Health and Wellness. And that seems like a very bold move from at least our point of view in terms of Tonic's aggressive stance on social media. And what is that strategy all about?
Well, I think, and there's no question in our space, in a very regulated category, you know, using social media is fraught with all sorts of challenges, right?
Right.
But the way we're trying to think about social media is really in a more holistic sense as part of the consumer decision journey. So, you know, thinking about the role of all media in a much more holistic sense. So the role of TV, the role of print, outdoor, online, and social. And if you think about, you know, how some of our brands that we work on go to market, how our consumers of those brands interact with media and interact with the purchase cycle at retail. A good example, some of the new work we're doing on Dr. Scholl's, which you may not think is regulated, but it certainly is in terms of what we can and can't say about the brands. We have over 150 SKUs, and a lot of our advertising is designed to get people to go to the foot care aisle, and when they're there, it could be rather intimidating and confusing. So social media is a great opportunity to help sort that out at retail, provide economic incentives to buy specific products, but moreover to provide information at retail that consumers can get right off right off their phone.
Today we're with Marty Seuss, Managing Director of Euro RSCG Tonic. And so you're talking about social media. Marty, what role do you see digital playing in direct-to-consumer and over-the-counter communications mix?
Well, it's a huge role. I mean, we're spending more and more of our time and more and more of our clients' marketing dollars in the digital space. Again, we're viewing digital as part of this consumer decision journey. I mentioned before how consumers are going online to search out information, to take some of the brands that our traditional advertising is driving awareness of and to search out more information. And that information really begins to help close the sale at retail or helps provide the consumer with more information to go talk to their doctor about a specific condition they think they may have or a specific remedy for a condition that they've already been diagnosed with.
Dennis?
So, digital is really going to continue to become a bigger and bigger part of what we do for our clients and for what we do for our consumer base.
Marty, I think you know that in my day job, I'm a recruiter in the marketing business. And it's been our experience that most agencies in the pharma world believe that account leadership must have and be deeply steeped in pharma, or at least healthcare, in order to service a pharma or healthcare company. But Tonic seems to be populated, as you pointed out just a few moments ago, by people who come from a variety of backgrounds, packaged goods marketing not being the least of those backgrounds. You've taken this route, and you mention words like the consumer journey, which I think historically packaged goods folks know a lot about. Can you expand on what skill sets that Tonic talent brings to the client that is so unique and so effective because of their backgrounds?
Well, I think, virtually all the people here have been at Tonic have been classically trained. And by that I mean either working at a kind of classic packaged goods agencies with packaged goods clients, the Proctors, the Kraft of the world, the Unilevers and so forth, that provide understanding of the tools to use in mining for consumer insights and putting together smart creative briefs and positioning for brands, understanding the competitive framework. And our clients love this because, quite honestly, particularly on the RX side, less so on the OTC side, a lot of their marketing people are not classically trained. They're coming out of the sales organization or other areas within a large pharma RX group, and they don't have the kinds of experience that, kind of a typical consumer packaged goods individual brings to the party. So they love that. They actually have different levels of experience, more on the scientific side and the sales side and so forth. So it works out to our advantage. And if you get smart, curious people, they can quickly get up to speed on the science behind a number of these drugs. It does take a whole lot longer to really get experience and the know-how to deal with some of the consumer marketing tools and best practices that a lot of our people bring to the party here.
Well, Marty, thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Moving from personalization to collaboration, the key is connecting with customers. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. As direct marketing lifers, we tried everything to catch our customers' eye, from closed-faced envelopes to targeted copy that called them out by name. But now there are many more touch points: instantaneous transactions, social media, mobile, and offline and online have merged. Customers are savvier, harder to find, and harder to keep. Fortunately, technology has also handed us a richer menu of ways to reach the customer. In return, we get back a sea of data. We need to sift through that data, identify what our customers want from us, and adjust our content stream accordingly. This is beyond personalization, it's intelligent customer engagement. To find out more about it, go to www.eurorscgdiscovery.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.